President will be right with you. He's outside. We're getting him. Just a moment.
Hello?
Hello?
This London Johnson, I had a call from you, and I tried to reply to it a couple of times, Savannah and different places, and they said you were traveling, and I got to traveling last night. Just got down here to meet the Prime Minister of Canada this morning, and I had a moment. I thought maybe we better try to reply to your call.
Well, I certainly appreciate your return the call, and I don't want to take but just a minute or so of time. First, I want to thank you for that great State of the Union message. It was really a marvelous presentation. I think we're on the way now towards great strides.
I'll tell you what our problem is. We've got to try with every force at our command, and I mean every force, to get these education bills that go to those people under $2,000 a year income. $1.5 billion, and this poverty that's $1.5 billion, and this health that's going to be $900 million next year, right at the bottom. We've got to get them passed before the vicious forces concentrate and get them a coalition that can block them. Then we have got to so we won't divide them all and get them hung up in a filibuster. We've got to, when we get these big things through that we need, Medicare, education, I've already got that hearing started, the 22nd in the House, 26th in the Senate. Your people ought to be very, very diligent in looking at those committee members that come from urban areas that are friendly to you, to see that those bills get reported right out, because you have no idea, it's shocking to you, how much benefits they will get. There's $8.5 billion this year for education, compared to $700 million when I started. So you can imagine, what effort that's going to be. And this one bill is $1.5 billion. Now, if we can get that, and we can get a Medicare, we ought to get that by February. We get our poverty. That will be more than double what it was last year. Then we've got to come up with the qualification of voters. That will answer 70% of your problems. If you just clear it out everywhere, make it age and read and write. No tests on what Chaucer said, or Browning's poetry, or constitutions, or memorizing, or anything else. And then you may have to put them in the post office. Let the postmaster, that's a federal employee that I control, who they can say is local, he's recommended by the congressman, he's approved by the senator. But if he doesn't register everybody, I can put a new one in. And it's not an outside Washington influence, it's a local man. But they can just all go to the post office like they buy a stamp. Now, I haven't thought this through, but that's my general feeling. And I've talked to the Attorney General, and I've got them working on it. I don't want to start off with that any more than I do with 14B, because I wouldn't get anything else. And I don't want to publicize it. But I wanted you to know the outline of what I had in mind.
Yes. Well, I remember you mentioned it to me the other day when we met at the White House, and I've been very diligent about making this statement.
Well, your statement was perfect about the vote's important, very important, and I think it's good to talk about that, and I just don't see how anybody can say that a man can fight in Vietnam, but he can't vote in the post office.
Well, Mr. President, I'll tell you the main thing I wanted to share with you really rose out of conversations that I've had with all of the civil civil rights leader, I mean the head of the civil rights organization.
Yeah.
As well as many people around the country that I have traveled to. We have a strong feeling that it would mean so much to first the health of our whole democracy, but to the Negro and to the nation to have a Negro in the cabinet before the business really be a great step forward for the nation, for the Negro, for our international image, and to do so much to give many people a lift who need a lift now, and I'm sure that it could give a new sense of dignity and self-respect to millions of Negroes who, millions of Negro youth who feel that they don't have anything to look forward to.
I agree with that. I have not publicly shouted from the housetop, but I have had them sit in with me. The first move I made was to put one on the Security Council and to put one in the charge of every bit of the information that went to all of the 120 nations and take him out of an important ambassador post. And I am trying my best to get the housing and urban and city problems, which is the number one problem in America as I see it, made into a cabinet post. I have a good chance of getting it done unless I get tied in with the racial thing. I'm going to concentrate all of the executive power I can to get that done. I'm pretty halfway committed to putting in Weaver, who I consider to be a very able administrator and done a good job, and who we respect pretty highly. I'm trying to bring in others as assistants and deputies. I talked to them no longer than 2 hours ago about trying to get one in charge of maybe African affairs if Williams left. I don't know whether you know him or not, but I'm just giving consideration. I don't want to get it around, but it's this fella Carter that runs the African desk for the Peace Corps.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know him?
I don't know him well.
Well, he's very, very able, and we've got George Weaver over in the Labor Department, and I'm bringing him in just as fast as I can. I gave Carl Rowan the top job over... I would guess that 8 out of the 10 people I talked to felt like that I had problems there, but up to now, he sits with the Security Council on everything. He participates just like Secretary of State, and I'm going to, I don't want to make a commitment on it because I don't want to get tied down to the Congress, but I'm going to shove as strong as I can to get the biggest department there, housing, urban affairs, city, transportation, everything that comes in that department that involves the urban areas of America into one department. And then if I can get that done without having to commit one way or the other, my hope would be that I could put the man in there, and probably it would be Weaver, because I think we have a more or less a moral obligation to a fellow that's done he's done a good job, and he hasn't disappointed anybody. If we put somebody into a job and he fails, we lose 3 steps when we go ahead one.
Sure.
And I haven't had any of that, if you'll notice it. We haven't had any mistakes or any corruption or any scandals of any kind. And I've moved him in, by the wholesale. Both women and men.
Well, this is very encouraging, and I was, as I said, very concerned about this, and I know how others have been mentioning that what this could mean, and it could be another great step for a great society.
I have seen where they considered Whitney Young for a place with top job with Shriver. He's running 2 shows, and maybe as a kind of associate director with Shriver, with the poverty group. I thought that ought to get underway a little bit. I don't know what Shriver said about it. I have a very high regard for Whitney. I like him. I honestly don't feel that with Roy Wilkins or with you or with Randolph or with the man from CORE that meets with us, I don't really think I have a moral obligation to any of them like I have to Weaver, who has been in there. And it's kind of like you being assistant pastor of your church for 10 years with the understanding of your deacons that you would be take over. And then they lose and they don't get to make a pastor. And then you continue to carry on. And then finally, when the good day comes, they say, well, you get back, sit the second table. I just don't feel like saying that to Weaver. Now, Weaver's not my man. I didn't bring him in. He's Kennedy man. But I just think that there'd be a pretty revolutionary feeling about him. Carl Roy's not my man. He's a Kennedy man. But he's got the biggest job in government, and it's a cabinet job. He sits with the cabinet every time. He sits with the Security Council every time. And I did it the first month I was in office. I don't throw it around to cause him to be attacked by his appropriations, because the Southerners handle him. McClellan handles his appropriation. After we get by pretty well this year and I can get this reorganization through, I will not only have people like Weaver and Carter and undersecretaries places, but we'll have Rowing head there, and we'll have Weaver and perhaps some other folks on the order of Whitney and whoever y'all thinks good.
Well, we think very highly of Whitney.
I do too.
I
do too. You know, he's worked very closely in our equal employment, and he's done a very good job in about 60 cities where his people have branches on employment. And I rather think that there's been substantial progress. Not enough, but I rather think there's been substantial progress with industry on a higher level, don't you?
I think so. There's no doubt about it.
Every corporation I talk to, and I talked to about 30 of them yesterday, they are looking for Negroes that can do the job that a George Weaver does, or a Carl Rowan does, or a fellow like Weaver does. If we have some of them, and if you have some of them, and you get them to Hobart Taylor, we can find companies that will use men of that quality. Then when they get in, they can look after the ones below them like you're looking after your people. There's not going to be anything, though, Doctor, as effective as all up voting.
That's right.
That'll get you a message that all the eloquence in the world won't bring, because the world won't bring, because the world won't bring, because